This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. No Kings protests and rallies are planned in Chicago and nationwide this weekend. Organizers say more than 7 million people nationwide participated in last October's No Kings events. Denise Poliak is with Indivisible Chicago. She says the demonstrations push back against the Trump administration's actions around immigration, healthcare cuts, and the withdrawal of federal resources.
And I think the scope of it, with so many people saying this is one way that I can do something, is just so it's so compelling, it's so energizing, and it creates the energy to do the future work that we all need to do, especially with the midterms coming.
Trump responded to past No Kings rallies by claiming attendees were not representative of the people of our country. Chicago's largest No Kings event begins Saturday at 1:30 in Grant Park. Eight people were arrested and dozens of violations were issued after a teen takeover Wednesday night in the Loop. The first reported takeover of the year also prompted a curfew enforcement order. Alderperson Brian Hopkins says the order worked to disperse the crowd. Videos posted to social media show large groups of young people congregating and running around streets in the Loop starting around 9:30. The Chicago Tribune reports seven teens, ranging in age from 13 to 16, were charged with reckless conduct. One boy was charged with aggravated assault of peace officers. A new Northwestern study finds premature menopause raises long-term heart risk by 40%. Menopause is considered premature if it begins before age 40. Lead researcher Dr. Priya Freeney says more research is needed to better understand the link between menopause and long-term heart disease, but she says women who experience premature menopause should be more aggressive about heart health. Freeney also says her Chicago patients often report moving less and eating more during the winter months, but leading more active lifestyles in the summer.
All women should start with the core heart health recommendations from the American Heart Association. So these are the fundamentals of good nutrition, regular physical activity, good sleep, maintaining healthy weight, avoiding smoking, etc. These are the foundation.
Freeney says women should aim to lift weights at least twice a week and pay close attention to heart and weight metrics. The season just started for the White Sox and they'd already like a do-over. They were bullied mercilessly yesterday in their first game of the season against the Milwaukee Brewers, falling 14-2. Sox starting pitcher Shane Smith was hopeful he'd be able to build off the all-star season he had last year, and he had the opportunity to do it against his former team, the Brewers. Instead, Smith only lasted an inning and two-thirds, with three earned runs and the loss to his name. Smith says they just have to flush this game down and move on to the next one.
I think the day can look different with a couple different pitches, but obviously frustrated with the outcome. I think everybody in this clubhouse is. So that was day one. There's 161 left, and just keep at it.
The Sox are back at it in Milwaukee tomorrow night at 6:10 with Sean Burke on the mound. You're listening to The Rundown. One of the most anticipated albums of the year is the new one from Chicago's own Rat Boys. The band formed at Notre Dame about 15 years ago, and their sixth album came out last month. They stopped by the studio to talk all about it with WBEZ's Lisa Labas.
Your new album is entitled Sing Into an Empty Chair. Julia, what's the story behind that title?
Yeah, so the title is taken from one of the lyrics in one of the songs on the record, and it very literally describes an experience that I had coming out of a therapy session that I was doing. It's this thing called the empty chair technique. You sit in a room across from an empty chair and sort of imagine that someone who isn't physically present is in fact sitting there, and you have a conversation essentially, imagining as if, yeah, the person was there.
One of the first singles, The World So Madly, it sounds so bright, but there is a little bit of foreboding. Let's hear a little bit. So tell us about making that song.
Yeah, I think it just goes to the theme of like kind of trust in time and tides and just kind of sticking to your belief in goodness and just knowing that like, sure, none of this is going to last. Like, all of these bad things will soon pass, but also, you know, we're all just physical creatures here on Earth and everything is going to end one day. So I think the chorus, like, living the world so madly, living the world so fast, is a reminder to me, like, you know, try to live a little slower and more present, and like, don't let like anger just lead you towards things.
And a lot of this album was recorded in the Driftless region north of Madison in Wisconsin. How did you choose that area?
Well, we originally did a little demo trip, kind of a retreat. We've done this a couple times now, where we'll take a week to just go somewhere remote where we could just turn up the amps and not bother the neighbors and really focus down and try to cook up a batch of songs each time. And we found a spot in the Driftless region that was exactly that, you know, sitting on a couple acres and
75 acres.
75
wow,
acres.
I didn't know that, actually.
Couple two tree.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But it was super conducive to just, you know, getting down to it and working out the songs.
So that works really well for the you as a group to come up with songs just being like stuck together in a remote area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I know a lot of artists like try to write on the road, like in the back of the van or in the green room. But we've really succeeded in just kind of getting away and doing all that and then getting to the studio to make it a real thing.
Yeah. So you're about to go on a really big tour, 35 cities in a pretty short time, I think, like a couple of months. What's the secret for the long haul? How do you stay friends through this very closeness?
Coffee right away in the morning.
Absolutely imperative.
Julia takes care of us.
Yeah. Julia doesn't even drink coffee, but the boys need the coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
We're pretty routined on the road, actually. I don't know. We kind of follow our little patterns. We're not like, it's not like a 1970s rock doc where we're like, you know, going crazy every night or anything. We're pretty healthy on the road. And I don't know, that maybe speaks to like the act of longevity in music as well, as kind of taking care of yourself and taking care of each other.
That's Julia Steiner, Marcus Nuccio, Dave Sagan, and Sean Newman of Chicago band Rat Boys speaking with WBEZ's Lisa Labas. Their new album, Sing Into an Empty Chair, is out now. Mostly clear conditions in our forecast tonight. Expect lows in the upper 20s, partly cloudy with temps in the upper 40s on Saturday. We'll reach the low 60s by Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Dagman. Thanks for listening.